Bacchanal Bay, one of the signature events of Vinci Mass, unfolded on Sunday with the Raga and the Soca Monarch semifinals set against a vibrant party atmosphere. Speaking with NBC News during the event, Minister of Culture Kashaka Cupid acknowledged that the turnout could have been stronger.
I really believe the day of the week had something to do with it. Sunday, end of the week, persons, they had, I believe, two rural carnivals last night. One on the windward, which I heard was really well attended, and on the leeward end of the island too, which was also well attended. Now, what we plan to do is to ensure that the persons from the rural carnivals filter into the central part of the country and part of the island. And the turnout from the rural carnivals, they have been exceptionally good. So we were hopeful that a similar situation or scenario would have occurred today. But that was not the case. I think persons are probably planning for work. In relation to the performances, some of them are a little low-key, in my opinion. Generally, when you hear about Soca Monarch, there's this great hype and this type of energy. I have not really seen that so much this evening. There are a couple of songs, a couple of artists, so the crowd has been very receptive too, but generally speaking, the crowd has been well behaved though.
Minister Cupid expressed his appreciation for the strong rural support received so far, but emphasized the importance of continued support for the cultural showcases like Bacchanal Bay, noting that these events are central to the spirit and identity of Vinci Mass.
People in the rural communities, they generally support culture. Anything that creates a type of community spirit and involvement, they tend to come out and associate themselves with the show or with the event and really be part of it. I just want to encourage the Vincentian public to come out. This is a Vinci Mass to remember, it will be, but you can't experience it at home. You need to come out, come to the show, support culture, and you support the artists, because the artists need our support.
From seasoned veterans to eager newcomers, several artists shared with VCH3 Television their emotions after taking the stage and their hopes for what lies ahead following their performances.
I'm an experienced performer. You know, I go on the stage. I know there's a risk of performing first. There's always some technical hiccups that you have to iron out. Being one of the more experienced performers in the competition, you know, I had to deal with it and still be professional, not a mic chipping in and out. But hey, I work with whatever I got to work with to get the job done. I get the job done. Let's hope that the judges think that I got the job done too. Hey, it is what it is.
I feel blessed first and foremost because it's Vinci Mass and we always in the big yard. We always home for carnival and our true identity, bacchanality. Yes, I speak for myself.
I most likely just go, perform, do what I need to do, block out everything else, and do what I love to do best.
I feel good, but I really couldn't hear myself that well.
Financially, it never made sense to me. But everything is not always about finance. Sometimes you have to pay your dues. So this year, I pay my dues. A lot of people always wanted to see me for years and never show up. So me and my team was talking about it and was like, hey, bro, let me do it for them.
The experience, my first time, it was a great experience. Enjoyed the crowd reaction. Saw a lot of people there dancing, waving and so forth. So it encouraged me to continue. So it was a great experience.
The judging criteria for the competition included lyrics 20 points, melody 20 points, rendition 15 points, musical arrangement 15 points, originality 10 points, presentation 10 points, and additional rendition category 10 points, and the crowd response 10 points. The Carnival Development Corporation will announce the names of the finalists in an official media release. The next event in the Vinci Mass 2026 calendar is the Wee Spirit Cultural Parade, which will take place on Thursday, June 18th, 2026. The current Raga Soca Monarch in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is Utama Bongo Prime Rose, Gamal Skinny Fabulous Doyle, and Delroy Fireman Hooper secured their joint victory as the 2025 Soca Monarch champions. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's Carnival Update.